Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply no business like show business. No business like show business. Now, you know, we all are fascinated with show business. I don't care if it's a Broadway play or musical or whether you're going to a circus to watch the lions, tigers, and bears. We all have seen show business in action. Go to your local movie theater, and if there's a blockbuster being released this week, then you'll see lines about a half mile long, people with their tickets in hand, some even dressed up like the characters that are going to be portrayed in the movie. We love show business, concerts and movies and you name it, we enjoy it. And yes, my friends, that has led to the term that there is no business like show business. Well, I say in this professional world in which we live, the same principles apply because everyone that you connect with is wanting you to show them something. They're wanting to see a show. They're wanting to see something they can't see from anybody else. They're wanting to hear something they can't hear from anyone else, and they want it done and presented in a way that nobody else can do it or present it. So in this particular series, my friends, we're going to outline the four key things that every business leader has to show in order to be effective in every aspect of their business careers. That S in our SHOW acronym reminds us of the importance of specialization. Have you ever met people that are doing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things at one time? You lose a little bit of respect for their business prowess because we know that there's no way they can possibly do all those things well at one time. Even in the circus, they show us one act at a time. And in a 3-ring circus, we've got things that are taking place specifically, and the lions come out on time, and then the elephants, and then the tigers and the bears. In business, however, it's important for us to show that we are specialists. Why? Because specialization creates separation. It's what distinguishes you from everybody else that may be in a similar class. If you go to a doctor, you can go to a general practitioner, or you can go to a specialist. We may all start with the general practitioner, and then he or she refers us out to specialists. Well, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, I will ask you the question, what is your specialty? We don't like McDonald's because it reminds us of Burger King, and we don't like Jack in the Box because it reminds us of McDonald's. We like them because they have a specialty, and that specialization creates a separation, and it also creates an appreciation. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to pick your specialty. If your specialty within a business is saying, you know what, I'm going to focus on soft skills, specialize at it, be phenomenal in it, read the articles, study the information so that when people ask questions, you're well-versed on the industry and the standards. Whatever your specialty is, my friend, I challenge you that the people that are attracted to you are going to be attracted first and foremost because you have a specialization. That HNR SHOW acronym reminds us that we must all show that we're humanitarians. And all that means is really simple. People like people who help people that cannot help themselves. For my note takers, I'm going to say it one more time. People like people who help people that cannot help themselves. If you go to a grocery store and you get to the checkout counter, they're going to ask you if you want to donate $1 to this cause or $5 to that cause. Walk outside the grocery store and there may be someone with the Salvation Army ringing the bell, asking you to place some money in it. And if you go turn on the television, you're going to see nonprofit after nonprofit asking you to donate to their cause. Businesses have understood that people like people who help people that cannot help themselves. That's why philanthropic endeavors have begun. When was the last time you promoted what you do to help other people? I don't mean from the standpoint of helping them gain money or things along those lines, but what have you done to promote how you're helping people that cannot help themselves? The Global Success Initiative is a perfect example of people liking people who help people that can't help themselves, because every time a paying customer earns his or her first certificate, then a scholarship is awarded to someone less fortunate. You have no idea, my friends and neighbors, how many individuals that attracts to our business simply because they can see the humanitarian side of what we do. Everyone should have a humanitarian side, and everyone should promote it. Yes, you may say, well, I don't want to promote that part of the business. That's important, because it speaks volumes to the company's mission and vision. So I challenge you, my friends, to show that humanitarian side of your business. Then that, oh, we've got to show opportunities. Opportunities, my friends and neighbors, never forsake the fact that people are still interested in what's in it for them. Yes, they like the humanitarian component. That's great. They love to know that you're a specialist, and they want to know that they can do that too, but they also want to know what's in it for me. How can I learn? How can I earn? How can I grow personally and professionally? See, most business leaders are great at showing opportunities. Many of them only focus on one or two. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to expand your opportunity offering. In other words, we shouldn't just show how much someone's going to earn. We should show how much they're going to learn, how they're going to grow, both personally and professionally. We should show them how they will be empowered. You see, it's difficult to guarantee that a person's going to make a particular amount of money in any business. I don't care if you're selling cars or donuts. Nobody can guarantee entrepreneurial success. What can be guaranteed is entrepreneurial development. We get emails all the time and letters all the time from people who say, you know what, being a part of Success Training Institute has changed my life. It's done this, it's done that, it's done this for me. Not always the time that they're sending us information about the money they made, but people like other opportunities as well. They want to learn. There are 20 million kids in college right now, 20 million students of all ages. Why? Not because they're looking to go to college to quote unquote make money. They're looking so they can learn, they can grow, they can develop themselves from the inside out. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to show people the full scope of all the opportunities you provide, not just one or two, but the ones that relate to their development from the inside out. Last but not least, my friends, we've got to show people our work ethic. Did you know that people are drawn to the diligent, that people are attracted to those who place a value on the work they do? If you turn on a television commercial for the Marines, it'll say, we're looking for the few and the proud, the Marines. The Army says, we're looking for a few good men. And they're always showing the picture of those in the military working hard, climbing hills and mountains, shooting at, you know, targets and such. They're showing them in rigorous work. One commercial said, we do more before 5 a.m. than most people do all day. Now, again, you would think that that's a turnoff. No, it's not. It's an attraction. When people know that your work is strong enough to consume your mind, that is strong enough to pull you away from social media, strong enough to pull you away from internet and television, strong enough to pull you away from random or useless conversations, that shows that there's a purpose to what you do. And yes, my friends and neighbors, that's what we should show. People should see you in public sending the emails to those, and they'll say, well, who are you emailing or who are you texting? It's a part of what I do every day. It's a part of the work I do. And people are intrigued by those who are consumed in their work if they can see it. My friends and neighbors, there is no business like show business, and I challenge you to show people that you are a specialist, a humanitarian, one that abounds in opportunities and has tireless work ethic. I hope that you've enjoyed this training segment, and I'm going to make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.